So yeah, welcome to Sound Healing Radio. Today's show is on the frequencies of each part of the body. We're going to be going through the physiology and the frequencies of them and talking about, you know, what is right for each organ. And so our intention is that everybody might find, we ultimately will know the precise frequencies for each part of the body, and we can resonate it into perfect health. So no more disease, as long as we can get the emotions in alignment and mentally and even spiritually, at least we'll have the physical body happening, right? So that's our intention, perfect harmony in the body. But before we get started, let's talk about some of the things going on at the Institute. We are starting our certificate program at the Institute on January 20th, although we're sold out. We're limited to only 10 people in the classes. So you could get on the waiting list, or you could do the online program, because the Institute program is now half and half anyway. So you could go ahead and do the online, and when things open up, you could come and do the classes at the Institute as well. The online classes start every 2 weeks. January 21st is the next start time. If you wanted to jump in, it's ongoing enrollment. And it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And we do everything from complete woo-woo to very detailed science, right, as to how sound works. I was a physics major at UC Berkeley, so we explained how things work physically. But there's a lot of information from ancient times that may not even have been proven scientifically that we include as well. Some serious magic. I mean, they had it down in the ancient times. Actually, they have it down in other dimensions now, probably. Right. So we've got about a dozen instructors, so you get a wide perspective on how sound works and how to use sound for treatments. It's how to do sound baths, the way the universe works based on sound, and different techniques and skills to open up your own business, even if you're doing it online these days. Right. So that's the certificate program. We also have our certificate program in audio recording, which is starting next Tuesday. It's on Tuesdays right now from 12 to 2 p.m. Pacific time. By the way, the sound healing program is 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific, and then 10 to on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and 10 to 1 on Saturdays. The recording program is 12 to 2 on Tuesdays, and then you got about 5 or 6 hours of lab time you have to do. That's how to do recording, mixing, and producing. And it's all about how to use recording and music to go affect people really in really deep ways. So that's happening. If you can always check it out at globerecording.com or soundhealingcenter.com. You'll see a link there to the school. We also have our therapy center. We're now doing voice analysis online and over the phone, so we can find out exactly what's wrong with you. We just have you speak into the phone. We record it in the computer and show you the different frequencies that are missing in your system. And Kay, who did this program, has done 20 years of research in hospitals and therapy centers and figured out exactly what frequencies that are missing correspond to different organs and to different diseases even. So we have that we can do online. Also, we can find your home note, where it's the actual rhythm of you when you're at peace. And that's the best thing there is for all of your organs, for your immune system, for creativity, and for accessing other dimensions, including being one with the universe. But once we find that at home note, we call it the root soul note, we can also give you CDs and delta, theta, alpha, and beta that are tuned to your note, right? So tuned to your natural metabolism. Delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for learning and sports, and beta for thinking. So if you have ADD, it's really the deal. Really cool. So those are the main treatments we're doing online right now We also, of course, have our store with hundreds and hundreds of items, including my book, The Complete Guide to Sound Healing, over 100 CDs that are music and frequency CDs that we're going to be talking about today. And then we also have, you know, crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, you know, tuning forks, didgeridoos, I mean, everything you could imagine, including the coolest, which are the sound lounges and sound technologies that we have, including the bass pod and bass belt, which vibrate you into bliss or get rid of pain big time, really effective for getting rid of pain. So that's the store. That's at soundoflove.com. The therapy center is at soundtherapycenter.com, but you can go to soundhealingcenter.com and get to it all. A couple other things that are happening. We do have our Sound Education Association meeting tomorrow morning from 10 to 1 p.m. or 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And that's, you know, I've mentioned before, we got a $100,000 grant to take our entire curriculum into two Montessori schools. So we've created over 2,500 exercises now. And 500 are on our site, which is soundeducationcenter.com, where you can download a lot of them for free for kids from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. So the association meeting tomorrow is to help create more exercises and to bring these exercises into public and private schools around the world. And I'm really excited. We've got a lot of administrators and people that are teaching in schools right now with kids. And so we got a lot of help. We got about 50 people already signed up. So if you're interested, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com and I'll send you the Zoom link to join the meeting tomorrow. We also have our Medical Sound Association, which is similar to what we're going to be talking about today, which is all about finding the frequencies, combinations of frequencies and musical flows for every part of the body, right? So that's next meeting is January 24th, Sunday morning, also 10 to 1. See, if you're interested in that, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. Right. Okay. So tonight, we're going to be talking about all the different frequencies for the body. The body is really complex. It's like extremely complex. So with the body, we've got 70 trillion cells, right? There's 210 types of cells. That means there's 210 frequencies that are each of the different types of cells. We should know this. We should know what those base frequencies are. Cells are made up of many frequencies, but there's always one main frequency, which is like the home note or fundamental of that cell. And when you know that frequency, there's two things you can do. One, you can play that frequency to it and feed it energy, and that will harmonize the cell back into its natural, healthy state. That's the new medicine. Right, can do that with all the organs. Find its resonant frequency and play it to it and resonate it back into its healthy state. Or you could turn the volume up and explode the cell. Of course, we wouldn't want to do that with cells except for like cancer and such, right? These 70 trillion cells are doing 250,000 reactions per second. That's like 770 trillion times 250,000. What's that? It's a lot. It's a lot going on in the body, right? There are 206 bones. Every bone has its own frequency. And there are relationships between those frequencies in the bones, right? There are 640 muscles. Every muscle has, each one of those 640 has its own frequency. The heart beats 5,000 beats per hour. It's got a very specific rhythm, and your rhythm's a little different from mine, right? We breathe 23,000 breaths per day. The liver has 500 functions. 500 functions. That means there's 500 sets of frequencies in the liver for each of those functions. You know, it's like sometimes I think, what can we do other than screw it up? It's so complex. We don't really know what's going on in the body. I mean, there's 11 systems in the body that have millions of different cells, billions actually, that are all working together with each of the 11 systems working together, right? And this is not even to mention the way it all works with us emotionally. How do the emotions affect precisely the physiology? How does your mental and thoughts, your brainwaves and your thoughts that go on in your head affect you physically, right? And spiritually, you know? I mean, how is source and how is your soul affecting all of this? I don't know. We'll know the answer to that one very, very soon, unless it's just intuitive information, right? It's so unbelievably complex. 500 billion new cells per day. That's really good news if you got some wily cells, right? Because there's new ones coming in tomorrow. The bad news is that they come in based on the same pattern often as the previous cells. The really good news is it's well known that your intention and energy can totally transform those patterns of the new cells coming in. They're totally coming from the quantum field and from epigenetics, which is totally affected by intention and energy. That's really good news. 100 billion neurons, there are 1,000 thoughts per hour, and 80% of them are the same. I've sometimes stopped and gone, is this one of those 80%? You know, it seems like I would guess that I'm down to around 30% of the same, right? Sometimes when you're really present, it's like, you know, there's none the same. You're just present with the world. But, you know, if I've got something going on emotionally, it's like, I can't believe they did that. Can't believe they did that. Can't believe they did that. Yep, it could be up to 80%. Yep. Right? There's really three types of thoughts that we have. The first type of thought is us talking in our head, right? That little dialogue of like, what are we going to do today, Dave? You know, it's like, you know, what are we going to do about that? How are we going to figure this one out? You know, it's like, oh, that's cool. You know, it's like, you know, it's just a dialogue. And dialogue is your voice going up and down in pitch, because everybody sings when they speak. Some people sing really interesting songs when they speak. Other people kind of stay on the same note when they speak, right? But we all sing when we speak. And when you have this dialogue of your voice going on in your head, hopefully not other voices, but maybe they're still singing anyway, it's like a song. And the quality of that song is really critical in your thoughts in your head, right? Smooth flow is the best song. Right? Those are the thoughts that's like, now there's no stress, right? There's no tension. But then we have the thoughts that have stress and tension in them that create a song that is stressful. It's kind of like, or the worst are the thoughts where the song gets stuck. Total blockage. Nowhere to go. Don't have the answer of how to proceed. And your whole system shuts down, right? So that's the first type of thing going on in your head, is the music of the thoughts that we think, right? Of course, there's the key of that music. There's the notes. So it's pretty complex, but it's especially whether you're flowing in your thoughts or not, right? That's where the tension is. No flow or blockages. And now that's where the problem got flow. And then it's like everything, there's no stress, right? The second type of thoughts are where you're humming, singing a song in your head. Right? You get a song going. So I know some people, I always ask people in class, like, how many people are like got songs in their head throughout the day? And so normally like a quarter of them have songs throughout the day or less, right? But you know, I mean, sometimes like, especially when I hear some music and it's over, that song may remain sometimes for a whole day, right? Or some people have mantras going through their head or chants, right? Or just toned, right? Like they're toning, right? So that's really cool because now there's total flow and there's no, you know, no words. It's just music. The third type of thought is no thought at all. And this is where you're actually totally present in the moment with all of the sound, all of the light, all of everything in the body, just present in the moment. So there's zero thoughts. And that brainwave state is normally alpha, where there's no thoughts at all, where you're just completely present in the moment with reality, with or semi-reality, whatever it is around it, whatever this world is. You know, you're completely present in the moment with whatever it is, right? And that's zero thoughts, yeah? And that's very cool, very cool. Although, you know, we need to think, we need to figure things out sometimes, you know, got to figure out how we're going to, you know, make money, how we're going to survive, how we're going to, you know, work with relationships, how we're going to deal with health and stuff. So, you know, thoughts are not bad. You know, I think a lot of times people say, you need to stop thinking so much. Well, that can be the case, but I think it's more that you need to be more efficient in your thoughts. It's a scary word, right? What I mean is more precise in your thoughts, so that you can even manifest things by having consistent thoughts. Consistent thoughts is where one thought is connected to the previous thought, right? So it's like the Fibonacci curve, where it's like the tree branching out and you've got all the different components of their thought process and it's all grounded into the earth and the cosmos, right? But it's like all a branching pattern, which is basically like logic. So that's clarity of thought. Now there's other type of thought, which is just going with the flow, whatever's coming in, right? And that can be really cool, where you're totally just kind of daydreaming or brainstorming, and it's like you're totally just letting things come through. That can be problematic if you're jumping around too much, but if you're just like in the zone and things just floating around, you know, that can be very cool. So that it's not logical at all, right? And some very cool information can come in and that can be really informative on what you're doing or just new creative information if you're trying to be creative, especially if you're doing music or any artwork as well. So there's very, very structured thoughts, and then thoughts that are just just flowing. So these are the different types of thoughts that we have, right? And when they're repeating, that's kind of when it gets to be a little bit of a problem. Okay. So then there's 60 hormones in the endocrine system. You know, I haven't seen very many frequencies for the hormones. I've seen it for a few of them, a couple of them, but not all 60. And once we know the frequency of all of the hormones, we'll be able to really screw up the system. Because, you know, hormones balance is really critical, And I don't know that unless you're really monitoring hormones, it's really, you can really mess things up, because if your hormones get off, it's, you know, it goes right down to, into the organs, into each cell, right? But once we really get it down, I think we can use frequencies to affect hormones in a really big way, right? And that can be very, very cool one day. And then your circulation travels 60,000 miles, right? Now, we've got a chart of all the different frequencies for different organs that people have come up with. And there's a full range. Some of them are even electromagnetic. Some are from Rife frequencies. Some are there's a lot of different systems, cymotherapy frequencies. But here's what's interesting. And you've probably heard this before if you've been in these shows with me. Nobody agrees with anybody as to what frequency is what for the a particular part of the body. Not even two people ever agree, right? And this is a little disconcerting, right? Because it means, like, what do we really know? And then the obvious question is it the same from person to person or not? I've come to think that generally the frequencies of each organ or part of the body are different from person to person. Maybe like the materials, you know, like bone material or muscle material might be the same from person to person. Or maybe certain types of cells are the same from person to person. But I think most of it, based on the size of the part of the body, based on a lot of different variables, are going to be different from person to person, right? And that's why we don't have any definitive answers as to what frequency is what for each person. So now the whole thing becomes, how do we find the actual frequency for each part of the body individually for each person, right? Now, by the way, this chart that I'm showing, if you're on video here, there's a chart with all these different frequencies. If you go to electroherbalism.com, you'll find a whole list of frequencies for different parts of the body, electromagnetic and Rife and everything. There's all kinds of them in there, right? So you could check that out if you're just on radio now. And it doesn't mean these frequencies, even though nobody agrees, that doesn't mean that they're not cool or really effective. You know, it's like when I was had a little kidney issue, I was trying every one of these kidney frequencies and playing them, you know, on the kidneys with headphones, right? And you can do that with a tone generator. If you go to online tone generator, which I actually have pulled up here, you can actually go and plug in any one of these frequencies and play it, right? It's totally free. So that's, you know, so they're worth playing with, because we don't really know, you know, let me put it this way. Maybe there's something to it. Whoever came up with these, you know, wasn't probably just guessing, although a lot of them are intuitive, right? But maybe there's something to it, right? So they're worth a try. So I'm not throwing these guys out, right? They're definitely worth a try. But another way you can find frequencies is to totally do it intuitively, right? You can do it intuitively, but that's hard for a lot of people. But you can also do muscle testing. And there's, if you do a search online, you'll find all types of videos on how to do muscle testing. I mean, you can have two fingers and try and pull them apart, right? You can like put two fingers like this and try and push them apart, right? I mean, you can do arm, pushing the arm, and with another person, you can push the arm down. There's a lot of different ways you can do muscle testing. So you can do a search online and find out about that. And then, you know, what I've done is actually played each of the notes on a keyboard while looking at an image of that organ. So both myself and the client or patient are looking at the image of the organ, and we're playing each of the notes and muscle testing each one to see which note is best for that organ. I once had someone who came in who was having trouble peeing. So we pulled up an image of the bladder and played each of the 12 notes and muscle tested each one and found the note that was the best and strongest for the bladder. And then I made a CD in that key. I've got my music in all different keys, right? So we made the CD in the key of P, right? And gave it to him. And then he was able to start, it really helped him to be able to pee. It's incredible. Very cool, right? Now you can get way more detail with muscle testing and also with the pendulum, right? You can take a pendulum, let it swing, say, okay, show me a yes, see which way it swings, and then say, okay, show me a no, and hopefully it goes the other way, right? And then what you do is you can say, okay, is the frequency for this organ or cell, is it higher than 1,000 hertz? Yes or no? No. Okay. So you do the pendulum or muscle testing. And then you say, okay, is it between 500 and 1,000? Yes. Okay. Is it between 750 and 1,000? No. Is it between, 600 and 750, right? You keep going until you get the exact frequency, right? That's, if you're good at this type of thing, or you can get better as well, then you can get right down to it. And that can be very cool. Ultimately, we will have a device that will allow you to actually find the frequency of each part of the body. It's not really rocket science. I mean, if you take any part of the body even, and even if it's outside of the body, if it's just in a petri dish, if you simply take a tone generator and go through all the frequencies there are, that part of the body will actually start vibrating more when you actually hit that frequency. You can do the same thing with electromagnetic frequencies or with sound frequencies for organs, as long as you have a way of monitoring that organ and you can see when it actually goes into coherence. And there are devices, ultimately you could even do MRI, but there's other devices that are less invasive that are coming out these days. So that's ultimately, we can also look at heart rate and, EEG, and that can help. But to get down to the actual cells and actual organs, we have to have more specific feedback devices, and that's where we're headed, to be able to find it precisely for that person, right? So this is very cool, because I see that's going to actually happen, that we can actually play that frequency that that organ is and resonate it into its natural frequency. Now, as I've talked about often, actually the truth is every organ, every cell is multiple frequencies. So when we can find the actual combination of frequencies for that part of the body, then we can totally get the whole group of frequencies going and totally entrain that part of the body into harmony. And I mentioned in the Sound Healing Conference, there's John Stuart Reed has come up with a device that actually will tell you what the frequency of each cell is. That means we can actually find the whole array of frequencies for any part of the body now and resonate it into its harmony. So that's really the cool thing. Now, there's also, you can just skip all of this, and you could actually work with the emotions for that organ. Let's see here. So we've got, based on Chinese medicine, they say that the kidneys hold fear, right? Well, the antidote for fear, here it says peace of mind, but really the antidote for fear is love, right? So you could just send love to the kidneys if you got a kidney problem. The issue of the liver is where anger is held, right? So the antidote to anger is compassion. So you send compassion to your liver with a sound, with a crystal ball, just energetically, whatever sound you're doing, just send that energy to that part of the body, right? That's very cool. And so now you don't have to worry about the precise frequency at all. You just work at energetically, right? Okay. And speaking of energetically, I've got a song for the heart that I want to play for you. This song is called Heart, and it's based on a remedy from Nutra Energetics, a company, Nutra Energetics, where you put your hand on a pad and it sends electronic signals through your body and gives you a 30-page medical readout. Well, they actually gave me this remedy for the heart in actual frequencies, and I made the song based on these frequencies. So there's a whole remedy for the heart going on in this song as well. This is on my second Nutra Energetics CD called Journey Through the Matrix. So let me play this and enjoy. Okay. So this is called Heart. Thank you. wouldn't it be nice if you could just hook up a song to a part of the body and voila, it's healed, right? So as I've mentioned before, it could be a frequency, but it could be a combination of frequencies, which is called a timbre or harmonic structure. There was a woman who came from Tibet, and she said they had mapped out all of the tonalities for each organ. So different vowels match different organs. And also in medical Qigong, they actually have all these different syllables for the different organs. Master Shah has a whole book where he goes into way more detail than Qigong. The six syllables of Qigong are healing. And he's got like syllables for every organ, right? And so that's very cool. This woman from Tibet actually said that the sound of your voice comes from, the tonality of your voice comes from the weakest organ when you're born. That means if you've got a weak kidney, which is around fear, it's kind of you like, the voice is kind of a little fear in it, right? If the liver is, you know, the weakest, then your voice might have a little more anger in it, right? I guess, you know, so, but the point is there's a different tonality, which is completely different than up or down frequency that we've been talking about. It's like a chord structure, because a different set of frequencies create a chord. So that's so maybe instead of thinking about what actual frequency, we could find the combination of frequencies, which gets to be a really complex chord when you look at every level of an organ. I mean, you've got the physical matter of the organ. Each part's got its own frequency. For example, in the heart, you've got the frequency of the muscles. You've got the frequency of the nerves in there, neurons. You've got the frequencies of the blood. I mean, you get down to the cellular level, you have the frequencies of that part of the heart, and there's all the different parts of the heart. I mean, oh my God, it's like thousands of frequencies in the heart. So it's really cool when we can ultimately find not only that frequency, but combination of frequencies, which will be a certain tonality, right? So here's one other thing that's really interesting that's happening. You know, ultimately what we're looking for is the flow, right, within each of the 11 systems, or the flow of your soul, your soul song. This flow is a song, right? So I'm doing now is with Jamie Liu, who was in the conference and who teaches for us, is she's finding people's soul songs. And so we're going to be actually creating music based on her channeling of soul songs, and then have a whole song based on that that you can get. And then actually, she's going to sing on top of it afterwards, create the music. So you'll have something that will tap you into your soul energy and basically what's going on with you. And ultimately, I think we'll be able to use that to see what music we need for each of the 11 systems in the body. There's a little research going to need to be done on that. But, you know, if you find each frequency of each part of the body, all you need is the rhythm going through that part of the body, through that system, right, through that nervous system, through that circulatory system, and now you've got song, right? And so you can play that song. You can put electrodes on the body and play it on different parts of the body, frequencies on different part of the body. You can pulse that rhythm and melody through that nervous system. Oh my God, there's so many possibilities, right? And ultimately, to create perfect health in a person. What we're doing right now is really quite effective, even though we don't know precisely for each person. We've got a whole set of frequencies called the cymatic frequencies. And these actually are frequencies from Peter Guy Manners, who collected them from multiple places, one from doctors in Germany after the war. Also, he had a device that he hooked up to people. and he finds the actual center frequency, which is the main frequency of or an organ. Here's the chart of frequencies. These are in the book Sona by Gary Buchanan, so they're all published now. And so the middle column is the actual frequency, whereas we have four other frequencies that are just algorithms based on Chinese tuning systems, right, which is kind of unusual. And so these combinations of frequencies I've created to make different CDs. And we have them for nerves and tendons and ligaments and muscles and bones, circulatory system, respiratory system. We got them for the brain. We got them for the endocrine glands and such. And they are interesting sounding. They're not music. Let me play for you what they sound like. I've been using this one on the neck. So here we have muscle pain elimination. Check this out. Here we have cell regeneration, quite different. And again, you don't listen to these frequencies. You play them on the body with headphones, or we've got a belt that you can strap on the body. These frequencies are like profoundly effective for pain. Like, okay, so I've just had like a problem in my neck, this impinged nerve song. Oh my God, it's so effective. Check this out. Check this out. Here's the one for the heart. Okay, listen what this one sounds like. Here's one for the thymus. They say the thymus is the portal to universal love, right in the middle of your chest. It's like the high heart. Check this one out, see what it sounds like. Pretty effective for me. Then we have the endocrine glands, the rest of the endocrine gland. So check out the pituitary gland, which is supposed to be the third eye, right? And then we have the pineal gland, which is, you know, the crown chakra, your portal to source. Check this out. Just imagine when we have one day, we have the right sets of frequencies for, I mean, these are really effective frequencies, but, you know, I still, until we have science where we can say, look, this is really the frequency for you, for that part of the body. And one day we'll know that. And it's going to be quite amazing. Even though these are effective, I think we can do way better. right? And get really precise. And oh my God, any issue you have going on in the body, it's like, let's just email you the frequency sets, right? I mean, this is one of the threshold of a major change in the whole medical field. We even have some frequencies for depression. Yeah, so here's one for mental depression. We have one for to help with suicide issue. There's hopefulness, right? And then there's cheerfulness. I mean, where we're headed is to be able to actually play these frequencies inside the brain, right? With electrodes or even needles that are with different frequencies, but we can get these frequencies precisely inside the brain, and we could completely overcome depression or any type of, mental or emotional issue, right? And get people back to happiness if they want, right? Although I think got to be careful because we don't want to cure sadness, I don't think, completely. I mean, depression we do, but sadness I think is important to be able to feel. So anyway, here's happiness. Oh, that's funny. It's the one that sounds the closest to crickets. Okay. And then I'll play love. And then ecstasy. Here's love. It's kind of a little unusual for love, I think. Okay, here's ecstasy. Check this out. So I hadn't planned to do a sales thing, but just so you guys know, you can go to soundhealingcenter.com to our store, which is soundoflove.com, and you'll come to here. You click on the Sound Healing and Therapy music, and then you go over here to the cymatic frequency, the cymatic frequencies, right? And these are where we've got all the different sets, one for arthritis, for asthma, for brain, for the chronic fatigue. The brain one, actually, one of these songs on here actually is, we found works really well for dementia, right? Chronic fatigue, and circulatory system, digestion, and endocrine glands, all these different CDs. So that's where you can find them. So, uh-huh. Now, it's interesting because ultimately, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be skipping all of this, right? And just going to source. It was interesting. I was talking with Jamie Lou, and I said, okay, when you do a soul song, I assume that there's the energy of the soul, but it's also you're doing a song that's tuned to the issues that that person has going on as well. And it occurred to me that the soul song part is the most important. Because if you tune into your soul, which is totally connected to source, then you access that template of perfection for all parts of the body. The source knows right? Source is intelligent, right? So if we can just access source, that could take care of everything. But it's interesting. She's not just doing your soul song. It's actually tuned to what you need. The frequency. So she does, comes up with a song that is actually needed for you, right? But ultimately, we can just do the soul, right? The actual song of the soul. So then you're really tuning in to source. Right? We've got a song called Source here. Let's see if I can find it and play for you. Well, we're getting running out of time, so we can't play much of it. Let me just play a little bit of it. Here's Source. A song called Source. Let me play just the end of it. So we have a few minutes here. Okay, so I'll play the last 3 minutes here. Okay, so then just go into the energy of Source. Imagine having every frequency of every cell humming that you could play and return, have every cell return to its healthy state, every organ, every chakra, not only every sound frequency, but every light frequency, every color of light that you need for every part of the body, and electromagnetic as well as sound, and quantum energy or frequencies. So we're working at all levels, not only on the body physically, but mentally, emotionally, and even spiritually. One day that will happen. It's like that day is coming sooner than later now. You can see it. And we can easily not only be returned to health, but be returned to our connection to source that we are. hold that intention. It may happen sooner than later for the whole weekend, the whole week ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.